They went even further, sharing with us that just not any old feeling. Specifically, there is a quality of feeling that we harbor within our bodies that allows us to touch the world in ways that we're just beginning to understand. From this perspective, prayer becomes a consciousness that we embody rather than an act that we perform on occasion. Rather than stopping in the middle of our day and saying, now I'm going to do a prayer, okay, my prayer's finished, now I'm going to do something else. This mode of prayer is a feeling that we can hold in our bodies when we're driving to work, when we dine with our families, when we're performing our daily routines. Life becomes the prayer, and that's key. That's key for where we go with the Isaiah effect, because the ancient Essenes invite us. They didn't tell us. They didn't command us. They simply reminded us of this possibility. They invite us to redefine what happens to us on the outside by addressing what we become on the inside. And I know many of you will say it's too simple. It cannot possibly be that easy. And what we're about to do and what I'd like to share with you is some research and some statistics showing how easy it can be and how the world around us and human bodies respond to this shift of feeling and belief. This isn't about thinking. Although quality of thought can be a key, this is about our feeling world. What we're finding in the West, interestingly enough, is that many people believe that thought and feeling are one and the same. And while they are closely related, they are subtly different enough that they become the elements of this technology we're just beginning to understand in our world. It is through our feeling world now that we're invited to look at the great prophecies, the frightening prophecies and predictions. Many of us saw them and heard them at the end of the 20th century about what we could expect in our near future. And it's interesting, in the last weeks and months of 1999, some of our best minds, our best researchers were saying that in the early part of the 21st century, they fully expect that we will see one more global conflict. They said they fully expect that we will see a global epidemic of a virus or a disease that our medicines don't know what to do with. They said they fully expect that we will see perhaps some of the greatest challenges ever to face humankind early in the 21st century, and at the same time, our external technology may fail us when it comes to addressing these challenges, that our machines and our science wouldn't know what to do about them. If we should ever find ourselves in that position, what we know is that we have an inner technology. It's been with us since the moment the first human lifted their eyes to the heavens and walked this earth. It's an inner technology that allows us not just to survive. We're not talking about simply getting by. This technology allows us to transcend, to become more than any challenge that could ever face our earth, because rather than battling the challenge, we recognize that that challenge is one possibility of many, many possibilities, and we simply choose again. That is the power of the Isaiah effect. The Isaiah effect creates the conditions that allow miracles to occur. The Isaiah effect does not create the miracles. This understanding does not create a miracle machine. What quantum science says is that for matter to behave in unconventional ways under laboratory conditions, certain conditions must first be in place that open the door for matter to do that. The ancients said the same thing to us about our relationship to this world in prayer. When we use this mode of prayer, feeling-based prayer, we're not necessarily creating the miracles. What we're doing is creating the conditions where miracles can occur. And then they went one step further. They said the miraculous is our natural state of being. It's natural for us to live to advanced ages with full health and vitality. It's natural for us to expect peace and cooperation between the nations and the governments of our world, and for our weather patterns to be gentle, and for our crops to grow and feed us well. That's natural. What stands between us, they say, and those possibilities are our beliefs. Now, quantum science says what stands between us and the miraculous is tension. As we find peace in our bodies, that is what relaxes the tension that stands between us and the miracles.